NPR's business news starts with a restart for Microsoft. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has shuffled the organizational deck at Microsoft, breaking down long-standing barriers within the company. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, the changes are sweeping. It doesn't mean they'll necessarily be effective.
Microsoft was founded a generation ago with an audacious goal: put a PC on every desk and in every home. In the developed world, it succeeded. But the next 3 or 4 billion people who get connected are likely to do it on mobile phones. David Johnson at Forrester Research says high-speed internet connections and mobile devices have transformed computing and consumer expectations.
It's a shift in the way people use technology in their lives, in both between home and work. And those lines are blending.
And Microsoft has been left behind. In response, Ballmer announced a new mission to create families of devices and services that work together seamlessly. And he unveiled a new corporate structure, which he said would make that happen.
A reorganization by itself means nothing.
Rob Helm manages research at Directions on Microsoft, which, as you might guess, follows Microsoft closely.
Too often the company has gotten blindsided by an emerging technology, and then it hasn't been able to react quickly enough to respond, in part because of infighting in the company.
If Ballmer can end this infighting, Helm says the company has a shot of retaining its lost glory. But the real test, he says, will be whether it can bring great new products to market. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.